And welcome back to People in Your Neighborhood as we continue, brought to you by Lee Real Estate. Joining me now is Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
So are we all dug out?
Well, let's talk about that.
And yeah, that's one of the things you wanted to mention. Yeah. Fire hydrants, a very important thing.
Fire hydrants, right. I've been asked to remind people to get your fire hydrants dug out. If you have one close by in your neighborhood, you're going to be protecting yourself if mm-hmm. the firemen don't have to be looking for the fire hydrants when they get there. So it's really important that we do that. And some of the fire hydrants, you know, will have flags attached, so they're a little bit easier to see. And if you want a flag attached to your fire hydrant, you know, let us know. We'll get one on there. They're not everywhere, but
yeah, that's a great idea. That way, when you know you get a little bit of snow, maybe mm-hmm. a little higher, then you can figure out, oh, this is where it's at, and I need to get it dug
that's
out.
That's right. Like we have experienced, you know, 6-foot drifts. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, whatever we can do to help. And talking about snow removal, we've had so many calls and text messages and personal messages. Saying the guys did such a great job of snow removal, and we know they did. We know they worked really hard. We had at least one employee who was on for 36 hours straight.
Oh, wow.
So they put in some long, hard hours, mm-hmm. and while we were snug in our beds, and so we appreciate that. We've also had a few complaints, and of course, We all understand that the snow removal is for all of us. It isn't for just one of us. And so we as individual residents are going to be impacted by snow removal because we've had an individual who suggested snow gates, and that's not the first suggestion that we have received on that. We don't have the equipment for snow gates. We have mostly trucks with blades, and that doesn't, you need like a road grader for a snow gate. So we don't have the equipment. We probably won't be getting that kind of equipment for a long time. We as individual residents are just going to have to suffer the consequences a little bit, because it is what it is. A blade can only move snow one way. They are... And what we are doing, what the city's responsibility is, to get those streets open primarily for emergency vehicles, so that if you have a fire, if you have a medical emergencies, you know, the ambulance or the fire truck or the police or the sheriff can get there. And so it means we're all going to have to do some more shoveling ourselves. And you know, I understand that people get to an age or they have other, you know, disabilities, not easy. Thank heavens most of us have good neighbors who watch out for us.
Yes, and it's important to remember there is a plan for getting that snow moved. There's certain, you know, places you've got to get to first.
That's right.
And then mm-hmm. they're going to work their way down the list. So we mm-hmm. just have to be patient. And especially, mm-hmm. we got a lot more snow in that storm than we've gotten at once in a long time.
Yes. Yeah, so, that was an epic snowstorm.
So it was.
Hope that's it for the. I mean, we can have a little more snow, more moisture. We always need more moisture, but I hope that's it for the year.
Yeah, that was quite the storm. We're hoping that, you know, it sounds like maybe some snow this weekend, but they haven't put out any numbers just yet. But we'll just hope a little bit of snow. Yeah. That's okay.
Monday, right?
Yeah, right? Sunday Monday. Into Monday. It could be a little interesting, so we'll just have to keep an eye on that.
And just exactly.
Anything you can do to clear out your area and help out, that's, of course, always a good plan.
Exactly.
And that, like you said, look out for your neighbors, mm-hmm. those that maybe can't or, you know, they're off. Maybe there's somebody out there plowing and keeping the roads clean. Take care of their place for them. That'd be
a great
idea. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the other snow-related announcement I have is that we have to move the recycling bins because the area where we had it was rented and it's been sold, and so we no longer have access to that space on Buffalo. That was the best space we've had yet for the recycling bin. It takes just the right location, you know, something that is accessible, mm-hmm. Something that has good gravel, good base on it, because we've had it in places that were pretty muddy, and that's not fun. But we're going to have to just until the snow clears a bit. And we can find a better place for the recycling. They're just going to have to go away for a while, for maybe a month or two, until we locate another space, another good place for it.
Yeah, you want a really easily accessible right. spot, and so it's easy to take care of it. Like you said, when it's muddy and the it's sinking, that just doesn't make it a good spot.
Nobody appreciates that.
No, not at all.
Get out and wade through the mud. So and it like I say, it's a challenge to find a good mm-hmm. place for it. But we do believe in recycling. We want to provide that service to our residents. So we're going to keep looking, and in the meantime, I think you can I don't even know how much it costs in Pierre. I haven't recycled in Pierre for a long time, but I know with a credit card you can get in the gate mm-hmm. and get your recycling done.
Yeah, there's another option. Should you not be able to wait until you find a good spot, then right. Just come across the bridge and get it taken care of that way.
Exactly.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of the year here, and enjoy the beginning of 2023.
Yeah, I think we're going to actually have Christmas with some kids this weekend.
So wonderful.
If the weather cooperates. So, yeah.
We'll hope that it does.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah, and Happy New Year to you. Thank you for joining us as always.
Thank you, Dave.
Always good to have you here. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning on the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate.